100% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers. If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
This March, Wendy's has some amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with in-app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave single, Dave single, order in the app. Dave single, Dave single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
We're here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Massive cranes now in Baltimore's harbor to remove the collapsed Key Bridge after a container ship slammed into a support pylon. Maryland's governor, Wes Moore, describing the scale of debris field after a close-up look by boat.
To see a freight that is nearly the size of the Eiffel Tower, and to see that same freight with the Key Bridge resting on top of it. To see shipping containers that were ripped in half as if they were paper mache.
Recovery efforts also continuing for the four maintenance workers. Attorneys for Donald Trump and his co-defendants charged in the Georgia election interference case filed their appeal of a disqualification ruling by the judge that allows Fulton County's district attorney Fonnie Willis to remain on the case. And snow and rain in the forecast for the Pacific Coast, raising the threat of mudslides once again in California. This is ABC News. Tributes today for former U.S. Senator and Democratic vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman.
In a Stamford, Connecticut synagogue, the first Jewish man to appear on a presidential ticket was eulogized by his former running mate.
You win some, you lose some, and then there's that little-known third category.
Al Gore said his late friend embodied the Yiddish term mensch.
Those who seek its definition will not find it in dictionaries so much as they find it in the way Joe Lieberman lived his life.
Friends said history would remember the late senator for the way he aimed to bridge the nation's political divide. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Lieberman was 82. A warning about this Easter weekend. New York City police calling events like the Easter parade an attractive opportunity for mass violence, and that the concert hall attack in Russia last week could embolden would-be attackers. The threat assessment noting continued calls for violence against the U.S. amid the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, maybe a brief shower and lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow looks mostly cloudy, highs into the low 40s, and still quite a few clouds around on Sunday, up to the upper 40s. Some showers possible Sunday night, and a chance of rain on into Monday. Cloudy and breezy, high mid 40s. Think you need to change the scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 45.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Wisconsin voters could see another option on the ballot this fall. The No Labels group says they have enough signatures to make the ballot for the November election. No Labels would need 10,000 signatures to be eligible for the ballot, including 1,000 signatures from each of the congressional districts in the state. The group does not currently have a candidate for president, but Politico say a third option party could open up the race between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. A week's worth of rain and snow has changed Wisconsin's wildfire danger. The DNR says most of the state is now at a moderate or low level of fire risk. That's a huge change from just a few weeks ago when the entire state was looking at high danger. Another third of Wisconsin has seen the wettest weather and has the lowest fire danger. And the group looking to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will make another attempt after their first try was rejected by the State Elections Commission. This time they will focus only on his newly remapped legislative district. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Whether taking on large commercial landscapes or your own backyard, let Steel help with your pursuit of the perfect cut. Introducing Steel zero-turn mowers for homeowners and pros. With a wide range of features and options, like our advanced four-wheel suspension system and 0% financing available, it's time to let the pursuit begin. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/zero-turn. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details. In search of the perfect cut for your lawn? Join the pursuit by choosing from a full line of Steel mowers. From gas and battery options to zero turns and push mowers, Steel offers a wide range of mowing solutions for homeowners and professionals. Right now, get 0% financing on your purchase with a Steel zero turn mower. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/mowers. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand, the Rooster Tail Bar & Grill, Durand, and the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. An Elma man is dead after a one-vehicle accident in Wabasha County yesterday. According to the Wabasha County Sheriff's Department, 62-year-old James Steiner of Elma was traveling on North County Road 11 when he lost control and the vehicle flipped over and landed in the Zamburo River. Steiner was found dead at the scene. That accident remains under investigation. A plant that employs more than 120 employees in Winona will close later this year. BCA Access Business Systems U.S. disclosed its plans to permanently close the automotive part plant this week. The company said workers at the plant would be laid off during the second half of the year. No reason for the closure was given. A new set of health clinics is set to open in western Wisconsin following Prevea closures. Oak Leaf Clinic says it's already hired some Prevea physicians and medical staff for the new clinics. They're set to open in May in Cornell, Ladysmith, Menominee, and Rice Lake, all which were affected by the Prevea closures. In a statement, Oak Leaf says it's working to fill the gap in healthcare left by both the HSHS and Prevea closing. A week or so worth of rain and snow has dramatically changed Wisconsin's wildlife picture. The Wisconsin DNR says Wisconsin fire danger is now moderate to low. That's a huge change from just a few weeks ago when the entire state was looking at a high fire danger risk. The northern third of the state is the wettest and has the lowest fire danger. Two Delta Airline jets had a low-speed collision while they were taxiing out onto the runway for takeoff at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport Thursday morning. Delta says the two planes' wings clipped, so the jets had to return to the terminal so passengers could deplane. No one was hurt in the accident, though at least one of the planes suffered considerable damage to its wingtip. The people who want to oust Wisconsin's Republican Assembly Speaker say they're launching a new recall effort. The Recall Voss organizers yesterday said the effort would focus on Voss's new legislative district. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says the latest recall effort in Voss's old district failed because organizers didn't receive enough signatures. Prosecutors in Racine County have opened an investigation into that recall effort after receiving dozens of complaints from people who say their signatures were forged on recall petitions. Recall Voss organizers say they're committed to removing Voss from office. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
The Durand, Arkansas School Board did approve a plan to hire a new superintendent. During last night's special meeting, the board approved the plan, which includes a survey of district staff on what they would like to see in the qualifications and quality of a superintendent. That survey will be held from April 1st through the 12th. The position will be open for applications from April 5th through the 22nd. The board would review applications on April 24th and have first-round interviews April 30th and May 2nd. Second-round interviews would be on May 14th with the hope of having a new superintendent hired by May 21st. The board also approved having Board President Bill Yankst as the spokesperson for the district in regards to school complaints. The board took no action on the closed session item regarding the complaint against a district employee. Earlier this afternoon, Board President Yinks did call WRDN to notify WRDN that the board will have on the agenda a proposal to allow the community to participate in a survey on what qualifications and qualities they would like in a new superintendent. That proposal will be considered at the April 17th board meeting. A new basketball court will be constructed in Tarrant Park. During this week's Durand City Council meeting, members of the Durand Sportsmen's Club presented the plan for the court. Durand Mayor Patrick Millarn says the court will be something for high school-aged kids.
The feeling was, I know that they mentioned last night at the meeting, is that, well, they had bought some of the equipment for the playground and the shelter there. That's sort of for the older people and the younger people. What about sort of those high school-age kids that would probably be able to use? And since we really don't have a basketball court on city property right now, I thought that sounds like a great idea.
The Durand Sportsmen's Club is donating the $30,000 cost of the court construction. Now, construction is hoped to begin later this spring. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative is not giving up on the idea of a community hospital. Organizers say there's still a need for another hospital in Eau Claire since Sacred Heart closed last week. The state says its closure cost Eau Claire about a third of its care operations. There is a lot of work to do. No one is guessing when a new hospital could open. Part of that work is a study to see just how much the old Sacred Heart Hospital and all of its stuff is worth. Tuition at UW-Eau Claire will top $9,600 a year under the latest tuition increase for the UW system. University President Jay Rothman yesterday proposed a 3.75% across-the-board tuition hike. Rothman says the Regents need to raise tuition in order to keep up with inflation. Now, the proposed tuition increase would start next fall and comes after a 5% tuition increase for the current school year. Wisconsin will receive $12 million to distribute between local school districts for mental health aid. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says it will distribute the federal funding to the 40 school districts. State Superintendent Jill Utterly says that the money will help Wisconsin schools pay for resources and staff. The Department of Public Instruction says addressing students' individual needs will be a priority. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durant Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Minnesota's oldest Dairy Queen is looking for a new owner. A realty company announced the sale of the Rochester restaurant in a LinkedIn post this week. The location on North Broadway Avenue opened in 1947 and is currently run by the grandson of the original owner. The terms are flexible, with the possibility of buying both the business and the building, or buying the business and leasing the building. The price to buy both? $1.4 million. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Go for it! Take your base!
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye, home run!
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark pics you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning, even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and get iPad and Apple Watch SE with eligible service plan. Only on Verizon.
Larson on Toyota Strength at Richmond. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can Ryan Blaney prove he earned the NASCAR crown? Can Denny Hamlin shut up the haters? Can Bubba Wallace handle the heat? Is William Byron a shooting star? Is Ross Chastain a rock star? Is Chase Elliott a superstar? Okay, okay, let's all take a deep breath. Because once we peel out, there's no looking back. You ready? The NASCAR Cup Series, brought to you by Xfinity at Martinsville, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
During the spring race at Richmond Raceway, Kyle Larson collected the first of his four NASCAR Cup Series victories in 2023. This year, however, the Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet pilot will be keeping an eye on the Toyota competitors Sunday evening, believing they have an advantage.
They're really, really good, and then they're always really good at Richmond. So yeah, I mean, I think they would be the ones to beat for sure there. It seems like their short track package is really strong. So yeah, and then Richmond last year, we were good in the spring, like when the conditions were cool, and then in the later in the year it was hot and we were terrible, like laps down. So just hopefully got a hit on the setup right, and you know, maybe we can give them a run.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? more emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be. Free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghost, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, the price is right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing, because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Freddy Peralta tossing six innings of one-run, one-hit ball with a walk and eight strikeouts to lead the Brewers to a 3-1 opening day win over the Mets today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Kristen Yelich had three hits. Jackson Churio picked up a hit and an RBI in his big league debut. It's also the first win for Pat Murphy as Brewers skipper. Same two teams again tomorrow. The Hockey Badgers facing Quinnipiac this afternoon in the NCAA Regionals in Providence. Now that game just about to get underway. The Badgers are in the NCAA tournament field for the 27th time. More Sweet 16 matchups in the men's NCAA tournament later this evening. Marquette will square off against North Carolina State, followed by Duke and Houston in Dallas. Gonzaga faces Purdue, and Creighton takes on Tennessee in Detroit. The basketball Badgers will have to replace their leading scorer, A.J. Storr. Storr had said he wanted to head to the NBA draft, but he was going to keep his college eligibility intact. He now says he will enter the transfer portal. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
WSN Senior Awards announced for girls and boys basketball. I'm Norbert Durst, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand. At home or on the go, you can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The WSN Senior Basketball Awards were announced earlier this week for the top point guard, shooter, wing, post, and defender. In girls basketball, Taylor Stremlo of Verona was picked as the top point guard. Elizabeth of Nina, the Miss Basketball Award winner, was selected as the top shooter. Kale Peterson of Waupun received the top wing award. Ellie McDermott of Bayport was selected as the top post player. And Shea Kelly of Brookfield East was picked as the state's top senior defender. In boys basketball, Nick Janowski of Pewaukee was selected as the top point guard. Con Knipple of Wisconsin Lutheran, the Mr. Basketball Award winner, was selected as the top shooter. Amari McCautry of St. Thomas More was picked as the top senior wing. Will Hornseth of DePere was named the top post player. And Sekou Kona of St. Thomas More was selected as the state's top senior defender. You can find more information on all the WSN Senior Award winners by going to WISSports.net. The WSN Spring Basketball Spotlight is next month on Sunday, April 21st at Verona High School. Head to WISSports.net for more information and registration for the event. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I just talked to Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk, who is getting into some lakes that are wide open in the southern regions of the upper Midwest, and he said he's getting into some big crappies, but he's finding them in very deep water. I'll tell you more, but first,
unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring.
Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk says, it's really nice that we've had such an early spring because there's a lot of lakes that are wide open and you can get out there and target some really big crappies. But he's not getting them in shallow water. Most of us think that right after ice out, those crappies are going to move into those back bays and they're going to target any minnows that have moved up into that shallower water. But that's not the case right now. These crappies have stuck to the deep water, and that's where he's finding them. He's going out to the deeper holes where he normally would have found these fish when there was still ice on the lake, and he's using a slip bobber rig with a very tiny jig. And we are talking a very tiny jig. He's tipping this jig with either maggots or wax worms, not a minnow, and he's sending it down into 18, 20, 22 feet of water where he's finding those suspended crappies. It's just a little tap, the bobber barely moves, and he's setting the hook and catching some really nice fish. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, maybe a brief shower and lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow looks mostly cloudy, highs into the low 40s, and still quite a few clouds around on Sunday, up to the upper 40s. Some showers possible Sunday night and a chance of rain on into Monday. Cloudy and breezy, high mid 40s. Think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 45.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and of course, happy Good Friday to everybody and wishing everybody a very blessed Easter weekend over the next 3 days. Markets, of course, closed today, but that doesn't mean we can't stop talking about what's been happening with the Planet Acreage report that came out. We're going to take a look at some technicals that are weighing in on this trade. And really, something that we keep talking about, and I had one farmer tell me, Littlefield could beat a dead horse. Well, the problem is y'all ain't ready for a marketing plan, so that's why we keep beating the dead horse. We're going to talk about that as well today as Jeff Peterson joins us with Heartland Farm Partners. So, Jeff, let's talk about this Planet Acreage report. Obviously, we got past the big report of March 28th. Now the next big report comes up in June, so are you going to start doing some prepping and some talking leading into that?
Yeah, there sure is going to be. And you know, it's interesting. It's always relieved to get another report behind us, especially the Planet Acreage report, because that one can always go ahead and cause us some, you know, it can send us some curveballs one way or the other. But a couple things out of it, you know, it was interesting to see the corn acre come in around, you know, 90 million acres, beans and beans coming in where they're at. But as we go forward, I think a few things. I do think that we're going to see the corn acreage number, I think, will come higher unless we have some, you know, very poor planting conditions. I do think we'll see more acres. So we get down to that planted acreage number at the end of June. I think we can see a higher number. You know, could it be two? Maybe could it be 2.5 million acres more yet on the corn side? That is definitely very possible. Beans, on the other hand, I think could back off a little bit. But some of that is definitely going to depend on what the planting weather conditions are.
And then we know that weather will definitely can really flip-flop that in a pretty quick heartbeat.
Oh, most definitely can. That can be one big driver. You got the driver of the weather and how fast we can get the crop planted. The other thing that's changed that a little bit, everyone's desire, or a lot of people's desire to plant those beans a little bit earlier, probably takes away a little bit of the change that we could see if we have really good planting conditions. But, you know, and then ultimately what these markets do here, if the corn market tries to say, you know what, we're going to run higher versus where the beans are, then that can go ahead and try to pull some acres, those last acres that still could be switched, pull them from the beans over the corn side.
All right. So as we look at that, how's the current corn and soybean acre numbers going to get used by the market and the trade that we're in?
Yeah, that's always the interesting one, isn't it? Because everybody will say, well, you know, will anybody really use them? It's, you know, it's old news. And no, they definitely will get used. You know, for instance, how we'll use them, we'll plug them into our balance sheets. And when I say balance sheets, it's really just our supply and demand numbers. We'll start putting some yields to that and updating yields from where we were at before and updating demand numbers and getting those ending stock numbers. And once we get those ending stock numbers, we'll compare that back to the demand side and come up with our stocks to use percentage. And then once we come up that stocks to use percentage, and what you're able to do is you're able to look back in past years and say, okay, what does that look like for possible price ranges? And so that gives us an idea to kind of think where, you know, what's the possibility of the market going forward. And I think that's a lot how the trade will use it. We know that they'll continue to make adjustments. They'll adjust acres as we go forward based on weather. They'll continually make adjustments on the yield side, depending on the planting pace and ultimately what we've got for weather coming. And the demand will also be tweaked, but we've got a long ways out until that 2024 demand even kicks in yet.
Yeah, no kidding. So how do you describe then kind of the current kind of feel right now of this corn market right now?
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? You know, for the week, May corn's up 3 and December corn's up 2.25. And we come back and look at what the trade was on Friday and, you know, had a really nice close. May corn closed up 15.5. December corn closed up 15.25. And then and on the new crop side on December, you know, that was about 3.5 cents off its highs. So we were even higher at one point. And on the old crop, on the May futures, at one point we would have been about 6 cents higher than where we are at. So that had been up around 21 cents higher. And so that's been kind of the feel in the trade. Overall, what we'd have to say is that, you know, we've got a higher close for the week. The speculative traders, the funds are continuing to try to buy back their position. One thing that we did notice, we watched the open interest position. That open interest just tells us whether or not there's basically either new sales on contracts or new basically purchases made, or if for instance you've had a speculative trader that had sold the market previously and they buy back that contract, then that reduces the open interest. And what we did see on this move here yesterday is we did see our open interest increasing, which it tells us that not only are we having the funds buy back some of their position, but ultimately we've got some new longs. Now that could be speculative traders that are stepping in to buy this market with the thought that we're going higher from here, or it could be end users are saying, you know what, now that we've got this report out of the way, we want to physically get some coverage here. So that's a positive sign, Susan.
And there's also those technicals that'll weigh in as well.
Oh, most definitely. And that's a lot of it driving right now. So as we kind of dig in and just take a look at the technical side and starting first, you know, over on the May futures, you know, we had had a really nice uptrend that was happening in this market. You know, the low kind of got set back on February 26th. The market had tried to continually trade higher, but then it broke out to the bottom side of this uptrending channel, and that happened clear back about the middle of March. But what was really nice is to find some support yesterday. Market did bounce back up higher with the information we had, and what was good about that this would have been the highest close we'd have had going all the way back to February 13th and the highest trade, actually, Susan, going all the way back to February 9th. So that's positive. Now, we do got some pretty good resistance right up above us. I would say in the 450 area, there's going to be some major resistance. We've also got right on top of us in the 445 area is an area that we need to really get a close above. If we can do that, then I'd say that opens a door to some additional upside trade, Susan.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We got a lot more coming up on this. No action market day, of course, closed for the Good Friday holiday. We come back, we're going to talk about the flip side of it. We're going to take a look at these soybean trade, get Jeff's thoughts about soybeans and what we're going to see if we could move it higher. Plus, we'll talk more about your marketing plans. More is coming up. It's a Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a micro-epoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The micro-epoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Welcome back to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Of course, markets are closed today. I'm observance of the Good Friday holiday, but still get a chance to talk with Jeff Peterson. Jeff is with Heartland Farm Partners. And on the front half, we kind of looked at the happenings of this corn market. So what's your spin on what we're seeing in soybeans right now?
You know, it's been interesting on soybeans is soybeans had a very good run. You know, they put in their low where we were saying on corn was back on February 26th. They kind of put in a low here back on February 29th. And they had really a nice move going and moved all the way up higher and actually put in their high for this move on the 21st of March. And then we've had some weak action here. We pull back. And what's been interesting to watch on the soybeans is that we know that South American crop is going to continue to get a little smaller yet. But, you know, harvest is, you know, probably approaching 70-72% complete. Their soybeans are, Brazilian beans are marking their way, getting their way into the export channels, and they're out there. So there's not a lot of unknowns yet. But ultimately, the market is still finding some support in here. The numbers that we got out here, about as expected, really, on the acreage side, from a technical side, if we take a look at the soybean market. You know, we came back down yesterday and found some support right back in that 1176 area. And that's also an area that actually found some support going back the about the first 10 days of March. So it was good to see find support in there. We did rebound, and now we're trying to get back up into that uptrending channel. We've kind of got some resistance ahead of us, though. We've got right up above us. We've got our 10-day moving average here, Susan. And then I'd say from there, we've got another area where we've got some resistance in that 1205 area. And ultimately, there's plenty of beans out there across the world. U.S. is a little bit tight on beans, but what the quarterly stocks report showed is that, you know, there's enough beans out there in the country on the farm that at some point those bushels will need to physically move to town. Now, overall, though, I do think we can see some higher price action on both we mentioned it earlier on the corn side and the bean side going forward. But we are going to have to feed it some new information to be able to keep that going, Susan.
Well, speaking of new information, I mean, we would all like to see $5 plus corn, $13 plus soybeans. What is the potential, and what's it really going to take to get these guys to knock it up a notch?
Yeah, that's a good point, because always coming out of a report like this, a big question is, was the information that we had, you know, from a combination of the quarterly stocks and then also from the planted or the prospective planting numbers, is that enough to keep this market going from here? And the first thing I'd say is, no, it's not. The price in action that we ended up seeing yesterday, a stronger move on the corn, about unchanged on soybeans. You know, that kind of got the market to readjust. Now we're going to have additional information come in. And really, at this point, it's going to have to be supply related. There really isn't enough of a change we can make over on the demand side for either for corn or soybeans. And so then the first thing that they're going to have to focus on would be the South American weather, because that's the weather that can make the biggest difference. And if you overall look at the South American weather right now in the major grain producing area, you know, Mato Grosso, they're going to produce on the safrinha corn side over 40% of that safrinha corn, that second corn crop, and most all that gets used for export. You know, that area is doing okay right now. As you move a little bit further south, you got some dryness showing on. But as we take a look at some of the longer term maps and weather forecasts for South America, it sure does look like we could see a return to some, you know, warmer and drier conditions. And what's important about that is we know that some of that corn that was planted early, it's entering that pollination and early ear fill stage. So we're coming into a very critical time. Now, the key thing is going to be is that what happens as we see that dry season begin down there. Now, their dry season is a lot different, like when we then us, when we see weather problems here in the U.S., usually we'll have a high pressure ridge or something. They naturally have dry and wet seasons down in Brazil. So if the rains do start to slow up here and slow up as we move into April, then on into May, and then we know they really drop off normally very fast from there, then what that's going to do is that's going to shorten up that safrinha crop, and that can continue to give us some additional interest in the speculative traders buying this market and bouncing it higher. And then from there, we switch over, we look at the U.S. weather side. It's going to be kind of hard right now to get much of a bounce out of the U.S. weather. We've got our acres behind us now, but looking at the U.S. weather side, because if we have really good conditions, what we'll then end up seeing is a market we'll talk about physically getting this crop in really fast. So unless it gets really wet and we see some prevent plant type situations, we're going to have to wait a little bit on the U.S. weather situation to really help us out much, Susan.
All right, let's, before we wrap up, talk real quick about adjustments in our marketing plans, and we need to have them in place.
Yeah, most definitely. Need to be working, get that marketing plan in place, think about how much you're willing to sell ahead, really take a look at what you've got left in the bins and what's going to be, you know, you're going to be comfortable triggering those sales. I think the thing to watch for would be, I think we'll see some basis opportunities. We're seeing some basis strengthening in here. So if you got some bushels to move in April, May, keep a close eye on the basis to look to get that set on any strength. But we know after we get out of the field here and get back to, you know, get planting done, we're definitely going to see a lot of corn want to move June forward, Susan.
All right. Great conversation, Jeff. Best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at JeffPeterson01.
And that is today's Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by the Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. The greater sage grouse, a unique-looking bird native to sage habitats in the western United States, has been the cause of friction between ranchers and the federal government for years. A new proposal isn't likely to thaw that relationship. I'll have details when we come back.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with ExactEmerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
Sarah and Kurt here, your co-hosts for the FP Next podcast. Listen to our latest episode as we head south to Houston, Texas to take in Commodity Classic and catch up with a few special guests along the way.
10,800 people, I said some kind of a record. Farmers everywhere, a lot of families, a lot of business being done.
The theme has been that this is a whirlwind. It is really cool to see so many people in the same place that care about the same things.
Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
The federal government owns 27.4% of all surface land in the United States, with the vast majority of that concentrated in the western states, including Alaska. On much of that federally owned land, 245 million acres to be specific, the rules and requirements put forth by the Bureau of Land Management are the last word on how those public resources are used. And last week, that agency proposed a new draft plan to protect the greater sage grouse, a ground nesting bird that, during mating season, can put on quite a show as the males strut around to attract a mate. Officials at the Bureau of Land Management say at one time there were millions of sage grouse across the bird's 10-state native range, but current counts show only approximately 800,000, a decline in population that they argue should make the bird eligible for endangered species protection, though Congress has prevented that move for the time being through legislation. Under this new proposal, the BLM is considering six potential changes to the guidance last updated in 2019, with each proposal coming with varying degrees of protection for the sage grouse and restrictions on surface usage. Alternative 3 is the most restrictive proposal. In that one, BLM turns all sage grouse management into primary habitat management areas, or PHMAs. If a habitat is named as a primary habitat management area, that PHMA would be closed to all new leases for oil and gas development, mining permits for non-energy minerals, and crucially for Western ranchers, closed to grazing. Currently, the BLM is pushing for Alternative 5, a plan they argue to be a mix of protection while still allowing usage for the public and other stakeholders. The proposal is open for comment until mid-May, which some groups say is not nearly enough time to understand the impact. I'll have more when we come back.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
You're invited to the Easter Sunday Buffet this Sunday from 10:45 to 3:30 at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill in Durand, featuring the delicious roasted chicken, baked ham, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, candy carrots, and more, all for only $14.95. Reservations are appreciated. Call 672-8874. It's the Easter Sunday Buffet this Sunday from 10:45 to 3:30 at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill, downtown Durand.
Livestock groups so far have confined their frustration with the new proposal on sage grouse protection from the BLM to the timing. The Bureau of Land Management released the proposal last Friday and said the comment period would close in 60 days, a very short turnaround for a rule that takes 600 pages to lay out. That's brought to you today by John Deere and the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, maybe a brief shower and lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow looks mostly cloudy, highs into the low 40s, and still quite a few clouds around on Sunday, up to the upper 40s. Some showers possible Sunday night and a chance of rain on into Monday. Cloudy and breezy, high mid-40s. Think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 46 right now.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
ain't never heard a rooster crow. Never walked barefoot by a river. Felt the mud up between your toes. You never rode in the hay. You never thrown it in four wheel. Climb up on in here, girl. Let me show you how country feels. Get your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and hills. Let me show you how country feels. You ever watch the sun go down from the bed of a pickup truck? You ever been so into somebody? You're still lying there when it comes back up. Girl, what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield, parked down by the water. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down, get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off. Get your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you.
Let's go, girls.
Really go wild.
nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that middle nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in a hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise him hard, raise him tough, bring him up to have their brothers back. Let them ride around in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Yeah, let them chase, let them fall for a small town girl. Let everything inside these county lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud. Let your boys be country. Teach them yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and never turn down a cold beer. Tell them there ain't nothing greener than the grass you're standing on right here. Let them ride around in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang.
He's damn proud to be. Let your boys be country.
Well, I was sitting in a roadhouse down on Highway 41. You were wiping off some ketchup on a table that was done. I knew you didn't see me. I was in a corner booth. Of course you weren't my waitress. Mine was missing her front tooth. So I flagged you down for coffee, but I couldn't say a thing. But I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. So I ordered straight tequila, a little courage and a shot. I asked you for a date and I asked to tie the knot. I got a little wasted, yeah, I went a little far. But I finally got to hug you when you helped me to my car. The last thing I remember, I heard myself say,